I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Hartford Democrats endorsed Luke Bronin for mayor Monday night, but only after Hartford Mayor Pedro Segarra declined the nomination, stormed out of the convention, and told his supporters they'd take their fight to the street. Segarra's folks did a bit of bait and switch. They nominated him just so he could decline, and that's what he did.
I decline the nomination for mayor of the city of Hartford. This fight will go to the streets of Hartford. This fight will be decided by the people of the city of Hartford.
And with that, Segarra rushed out. As he did, the seats on his side of the auditorium at Bulkley High School emptied, and supporters screamed, "Pa la calle," to the streets. Segarra, who once played happily by the town committee's process when it backed him, now suddenly found it flawed. Here's how State Representative Minnie Gonzalez put it.
When it's a clean process, we don't have a problem. We stay in the process, and we go with the process. When it's a clean process, this is not a clean process. This is a fight for us, and we're going to fight it in the street. That's what we're going to do.
So there was a lot of theater, but theater doesn't change reality, and the numbers don't lie. The town committee has 78 members. In the end, Bronin had the support of 49.
And what we hear from the residents of Hartford every single day is what we heard resoundingly in this vote tonight, which is that Hartford needs a change.
Bronin says Segarra left because he knew he was going to lose. He also said it was strange that Segarra discounted the process just days after saying he'd win it. As for Segarra's line that he was taking the fight to the street, Bronin welcomed him. He said it's where he's been for the past 7 months. When Segarra gets there, he'll find another number that doesn't lie, $600,000. That's what Bronin, a relative newcomer to the city from Greenwich, has raised so far in his campaign. It's double what Segarra's brought in and far more than the mayor has on hand. So, while Segarra may have won an emotional victory, he faces a tough battle back to the office of mayor. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.